Good morning. This is Megan and Joe with your 8 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, biorobotics researchers from UQ have transformed cockroaches into miniature cyborg paramedics. Researchers fitted giant burrowing cockroaches with removable navigation system that enables them to be remotely piloted through complex terrain and rubble. The size and strength of the cockroaches also allows them to carry cameras and miniature medical injectors to deliver supervised emergency care to people trapped in collapsed buildings or caves. Researchers say the long-term vision is to deploy swarms of specialized cyborg insects to disaster sites, each performing a complementary role. UQ biorobotics engineer Dr. Tung Vo Thorn said, quote, "Hopefully within the next 5 to 10 years, we could see cyborg insect rescue teams deployed to help people in real emergencies, provided that we have the resources to accelerate the research and field testing."
The Queensland Court has ruled that island destination owner Brampton Enterprises can be stripped of its leases for an abandoned report that still remains off the coast of Mackay. The owners of Brampton Island were last week found to have been in breach of its lease conditions after it was reported that the buildings were dilapidated to the point of falling down. Brampton Enterprises, a company linked to the United Petroleum, bought the island in 2010 and built a resort that could host more than 200 guests. It was reported closed in 2011, with various approvals for new developments being extended various times after 2015.
And in national news, the Fair Work Commission has found that the ex-teacher in Canberra, who was dismissed for printing a 3D-printed replica firearm to school to show students, was not unfairly dismissed. Last year, in a, quote, "astonishing lack of judgment," a digital technology and maths teacher in her mid-50s 3D-printed a firearm to show students the potential of 3D-printing technology, according to relevant facts laid out in the Commission's decision. In its finding, Fair Work Commissioner McKinnon said that the teacher, quote, "proudly showed an executive teacher what she had made over the weekend to show her students." In Fair Work's decision, Commissioner McKinnon accepted no malice was involved in the teacher's conduct and that she had been responsive to the school and authorities' procedures. The teacher said, quote, "looking back, I should have sought permission to bring the 3D replica to school."
Tasmania Police have terminated a 2024 deal with KPMG accounting firm, but cannot disclose the reason why. The $14.8 million contract was created to fund the incorporation of Atlas, an intelligence management system, but the upgrades never came as the project experienced several delays and quality concerns. Now, after $6 million were spent, the contract has been terminated with the project under review and references to a possible dispute between the two parties. Confidentiality agreements were the reason cited for parties being unable to disclose the cause of the deal's cancellation.
And in international news, in Nepal and parts of China have been struck by flash flooding after an avalanche of ice and rock triggered the devastating event that left nearly 200 people dead. 300 locals and 400 tourists are also still missing. It is currently presumed that the country was hit by an earthquake which caused the lower end of a glacier on Lendkola River, the water level to rapidly rise. Most of the impact was focused on the town of Girong Port on the border with China. 34 Australians are reported missing currently.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 17.5 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. So remember to slip, slop, slap, seek, and slide.
And that's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on our social media or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.